Greetings, everyone. The name is Mzwane Lemanyi, the spokesperson for the Jacob Gedleyihlekisa Zuma Foundation. Just to give some quick highlights about the event of today at the People's Park near Moses Mabhida Stadium, eThekwini. Today, we are expecting multitudes of people to come and participate in the event to pray for His Excellency President Zuma. To thank God that He has saved and protected him from all manner of things that could have happened to him whilst incarcerated. We also want to thank God that going forward, God must provide him the necessary protection so that the dark forces don't succeed in trying to finish him off. So that's really the essence of the function. Obviously, President Zuma is a political animal. So indeed, at some point, there will be some messages of support from various people, including political parties, as it were. We are aiming to start at 10 o'clock sharp, so we ask people to come there on time so that we don't spend time waiting for people to settle down. So we are really asking people to do this, and they must come wearing masks and all that. We've also asked people to donate sanitizers and masks to make sure that those that want to come to the event but can't afford masks for whatever reason, that they must be provided those masks, because we don't want to be in the list of people that are accused of hosting a super spreader event. We note, though, that media has been pretty much quiet about the super spreader events that have been conducted by people like President Ramaphosa himself, where multitudes of people that were shouting at him in various places in Soweto and elsewhere around candidature lists and so on. People were going there shoulder to shoulder, some not even wearing masks. But media hasn't said anything about this. So we are watching media very carefully. That media must not have selective morality, as it were. Media must be fair, media must be balanced. The malls are always packed, and media never complains about this. And the malls will continue to be packed as we head for the festive season. So media must express the same level of concerns for us to take those concerns seriously. Otherwise, the view we form will only be that the media is just trying to find fault because it involves His Excellency President Zuma. Be that as it may, we are still taking all the necessary precautions to make sure that it doesn't become a super spreader event. So that's what we're doing as a foundation. And we really want to thank media in any event for spreading the message far and wide. To make sure that people that love President Zuma get to hear what's happening in his life. Thank you very much.